The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside our Ann Arbor studios of Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket online at WTK.com. So yesterday we had a chance to speak with the co-DCs, the defensive coordinator, Jesse Minner, and the co-DC and cornerbacks coach, Steve Klingscale. We'll bring all that to you this morning. A lot of great things said about the Michigan defense. Let's start with defensive coordinator, Jesse Minner.
Some of the players say, both offense and defense, about kind of the, you know, Mozzie's leadership, and then Luke Schoonmaker was talking about how everyone was, when he lines up against your defense, everyone's communicating. He said that everyone's screaming at each other. What brought that about, that seeing that entire group become more cohesive in that light?
I think, you know, we always have said a loud defense is a good defense. One of the pillars of our defense is obnoxious communication. And so, you know, a lot of our calls, it might be rotation of coverage. It might be, where's the pressure coming from? It might even be just, hey, they're lined up like this, alert for this. And so I think our group has just bought into that being a foundation of how we want to play defense. I think it did, you know, they started to do that, but I think as they continue in the second year and have a lot of carryover, it allows them to do that with a lot of confidence. The more confidence you have, the louder you communicate. So when you look at the younger guys, sometimes it's quieter, it's not as good. And so the more those guys gain confidence in them knowing what their assignment is, knowing what they're doing, the louder it becomes.
On the right hand.
Jim has kind of called this defense a no-star defense. How have you seen that manifest kind of in practice and start of camp?
One of the things we've talked about is, you know, we're not worried about replacing whoever. You know, there's certainly some really, really good players. We want to have the best 11 players on the field for the given situation that's occurring. And when our guys buy into that and they play really hard, they're not worried about who makes the play. When somebody makes a play, we all make a play. You know, I've been very, very pleased in just the mentality in that regard. And then they also know that, you know, we're going to move people around. We're going to try to create matchups given the opponent. And I look at it like this. Whatever it looks like going into the year, I hope we have a bunch of stars at the end of the season.
Stand right, Larry.
I know sacks are not everything and a team effort to get a sack, but at the end of the year, who are a few guys that you think will be at the top of the sack list?
You know, I hope that it's multiple guys. I think we have some edge players, Mike Morris, Braden McGregor, Taylor Upshaw, Jalen Harrell, that have the capabilities of being good rushers. I think Chris Jenkins, Mozzie Smith have the ability to push from inside. I think Mason Graham, Cam Good, new guy, all these guys have capabilities of being good rushers. It'll fall into situationally who we have out there. But, you know, they're all capable of taking advantage of opportunities. I think it's our job to just make sure we try to put each guy in the best position to have that success. And then the other thing is, because it might not be one guy, it's given us the ability to maybe move people around more. Maybe a guy that rushes a lot one week drops the next week, and it sort of changes our tendencies. So I think the guys are really bought into that. We want to have a high total at the end of the year, but you know, we'd love it for it to be a lot of different people with multiple sacks.
Brandon,
kind of on the flip side of that, who are some of those edge guys that are you know, doing pretty well in coverage and that drop stuff, not rushing the passer?
You know, I think all those guys, as they've learned a second year, as we've progressed, they understand how to drop now. And you know, I think when you talk about edge position, it's like, can he rush the passer? Can he set the edge? And then can he be in the right spot when we ask him to drop? We don't want to put him in bad situations where they could be in a bad matchup. But it's like, a lot of times it's maybe a simulated pressure or something to where we're asking him to cover a quick throw. It's really just be in the right spot. Don't screw it up. Don't overthink it. All those guys have done a really good job going into the second year of understanding where they need to be.
Austin?
Jesse, obviously every situation is different. How much of what you did last year at Vanderbilt carries over to what you're doing here, and how much of that was kind of specific to the team and the personnel and the league that you were in there?
Yeah, I think every situation's its own. You know, the system we ran at Vanderbilt was built for Vanderbilt. You know, we had a defensive head coach. We kind of put some stuff together based off both of our past, of both of our histories. So honestly, not a lot of terminology carryover. Certainly, like, there's only so many structures of defense you can play. So there were some things we did that probably looked the same. But now it's kind of back into the system we had built in Baltimore from a terminology standpoint. So, you know, that's I think there's carryover in how you play defense and what's important to play good defense. But, you know, definitely probably two different systems.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. That is Jesse Minner, Michigan defensive coordinator. Great stuff from him. Looking forward to seeing how the defense evolves from last year, which was a terrific year defensively, and different parts, different play, you know, different people out there in a fair amount of those places. We talked a lot about that yesterday, right? The edge guys. So looking forward to seeing what that defense looks like. And a big part of that defense will be how the corners play, DJ Turner and others. Well, their coach is the co-DC, Steve Klinkscale. He talked with the media yesterday as well. We're going to hear from Klink coming up next here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.